We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever been angry? How did you deal with your anger? We all know that anger is a part of the human experience. I don't believe that there's a person in America, better yet, the entire world, who has not experienced anger. Each evening on the news, you see the results of people who don't deal with their anger appropriately. We have to be very careful how we teach our children to deal with anger. Our children learn to deal with anger by observing us when we get upset and land on that planet called anger. I call it a planet because most people, when they are angry, feel like they're somewhere else. Some people say that they see red. Others say their anger feels like an out-of-body experience, while still others say they can't put their anger into words. How do you deal with your anger? Jesus shows us how to deal with anger in the book of Mark. In Mark chapter 3, verses 2 through 5, he says, "So they watched him closely, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, 'Step forward.' Then he said to them, 'Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?' But they kept silent. And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and immediately plotted with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him." Isn't it amazing how much people say they love God, and when given the opportunity to serve others and weigh in on how to assist them, what's really in their heart is revealed. There was a man with a withered hand in the synagogue, and instead of trying to assist the man, the leaders were more focused on whether Jesus would heal the man on the Sabbath. Their focus was on accusing Jesus instead of praising him for what was about to take place. Jesus asked him this question: "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" They had no answer. When Jesus looked around on them, he became angry and grieved. There's a self-righteous group in the church, but the church is not in them. Their motives for being in the synagogue was revealed. They were there to accuse and gossip. Although angry and grieved, Jesus didn't allow his anger to control him. He controlled it and allowed it to move him to heal. He allowed it to move him to do good in the face of evil. What about you? You will get angry in this life. Do good, not evil. Save life. Don't kill relationships. It's an opportunity to be an effective witness. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.